World Youth Day 2008 has officially ended in Sydney, Australia. The final event was the concluding mass, celebrated in front of 400,000 people in a ceremony where Pope Benedict XVI celebrated the sacrament of confirmation for 24 young adults, two from each of the six Australian states and 12 from around the world. At the end of the celebration, the Holy Father confirmed the site of the 2011 World Youth Day. Sean Patrick Lovett has the details.
If you like superlatives, then yes, it was the greatest, biggest and mostest in Australian history. The greatest crowd ever gathered in one place at one time, over 300,000 people. The biggest liturgical event ever held on Australian soil, over 3,000 priests, 420 bishops and 26 cardinals, a 300-voice choir and an 80-piece orchestra, and so on and so forth. If you like superlatives. If you prefer facts to figures, then yes, they were equally impressive. The fact that the venue, Randwick Racecourse, was the site of three previous papal masses in 1970, 1986 and 1995. The fact that the overriding colour of the altar and decor was red, reflecting both the fire of the Holy Spirit and the colour of the Australian outback. The fact that, despite the weather forecasts, it didn't rain. Too bad the closing mass for the 23rd World Youth Day in Sydney wasn't actually about either facts or figures. It was about celebrating the Catholic faith together with the Holy Father himself. That's what happened, and that's what people will remember.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, peace be with you.
At the heart of that celebration was the Holy Spirit, theme and inspiration for all the reflections of the past few days. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. The Pope explained the nature and purpose of that power during his homily.
But what is this power of the Holy Spirit? It is the power of God's life. It is the power of the same Spirit who hovered over the waters at the dawn of creation, and who in fullness of time raised Jesus from the dead. It is the power which points us and our world towards the coming of the kingdom of God.
He noted how here in Australia we have experienced the presence and power of the Spirit in the beauty of nature and in the life of the church. He asked the young people how they intend to use that power in order to make a difference.
Empowered by the Spirit and drawing upon faith's rich vision, a new generation of Christians is being called to help build a world in which God's gift of life is welcomed, respected, and cherished, not rejected, feared as a threat and destroyed.
The Church and the world, he concluded, need this renewal, and the Lord is asking you to be prophets of this new age. But the final mass of any World Youth Day is also a cliffhanger, insofar as it concludes with the announcement of when and where the next event will be held. It's meant to be a surprise announcement, but it's one of the Church's worst-kept secrets.
I look forward to seeing you again in 3 years' time. World Youth Day 2011 will take place in Madrid, Spain.
The huge number of young Spanish pilgrims were ready and waiting with banners, flags and cheers when the Pope revealed that World Youth Day 2011 will take place in Madrid, Spain. And that's a fact. With the Pope in Australia, I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.